Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You know, I'm supposed to be. That's.
I always feel like I'm waiting for a but, but I don't think we're ever going
to
get it.
But this, no. We've got to be wonderful every day.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're in a great time of year. I mean, it's a big sports weekend. You've got Valentine's Day coming up. Easter is early this year. It's the end of March, so that's a little bit early. A lot of great things are happening at this time of year. And then before long, it'll be spring, and all the flowers will bloom, and the trees will bud, and the grass will grow, and it'll be wonderful.
That's right. Well, in the meantime, you know, we filled the policy we talked about last week.
Yes.
We had the Drake policy, Billy Drake, the $3 million policy that paid 40%. Everybody got excited about it. I had people come back and put extra money in it. We had people that did not make the cut. They were a little too late, and I hate that, and I'm sorry. But we had to get it filled, and, you know, we sent it to the bank, and it was just a wonderful deal because everybody came out for the Billy Drake policy. And, you know, the Victor Chang policy that you remember when we bought that last year, I told you it matured on the 28th of December, and that money is in the bank. It got to the bank, and they are now $3 million or less. All this money has hit their bank. And, you know, the people that had like $281,000 in it, they got $320,000.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yes. And it just, you know, everybody that had 100 made 100, got back 113,000.
Jeez.
The people that had 60 got 68,000 back.
Wow.
And so, and that's just one. Remember, Chang had two policies.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, you remember that? So the other was, as I said, it was a lot of money came back. The people are really excited. And then we had Wayne Stevens pass away. We got notice of that on Friday. And that is a big policy. You know, it's $2 million.
Oh, wow.
And people are excited about that. And people that had, one of my clients had $128,000 in it. She's getting back $155,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And anybody that had 100 is getting 121,000. And you know, we bought this thing March 15th of 23. He was 62, and he had urethral cancer, and it's already paid off. Came due a couple of weeks ago, and so you know, they have made 25%.
Goodness gracious!
And,
wow,
yeah, that's a lot of money. So, we, you know, altogether, that's about $5 million in policies that's happened in the, 2 weeks here or less.
That's just, so, that's incredible.
It is. It's really incredible. Everybody made a lot of money. They both came in early. And, you know, if you come in early, it's just, it's really a blessing because you get a lot more money.
It's like what you said, you closed that one in March, and it's, so that's less than 12 months.
Yes, it was. And both of them were great policies. You know, we told everybody about Chang. You know, remember, it took us 4 months to close Chang.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had so much trouble with the old boy. But, you know, he finally, you know, did those two policies with us. And so, you know, we thought he was going to live quite a while. You know, he had lung cancer. He was 51 years old. And, you know, we did it in 23 also. And he died, as I said, on the 28th. So that was less than a year.
Wow. That's fast.
It was fast on both of them. So we've really got a lot of money coming to clients because we've got four other policies that we're waiting on funds also. So, you know, that's a lot of money going into their accounts. Their return is really good on all these. So people talk about what was my return. You know, when you can make 21% in a year or you know, on the other one a lot more than that. And then we just finished this one. You know, it makes a big difference.
Yeah.
So people that are investing with us, I don't believe they could make this much money anywhere in the world and do it conservatively where you don't have that downside risk. That's what this is all about, is not having that big risk. It's conservative. It's with a life insurance company. You always know where you stand going in. When you read your contract, you know how much you invested, what the payoff is. You know if it goes over, what the premiums are. And by the way, on Billy Drake, we escrowed for 60 months.
Good Lord. Really? Wow.
Yes, it had Billy Drake had everything. We have the 40% profit. We have 60-month escrow. What more could you ask for?
My goodness.
Yes, and I had another doctor that I knew look at it this week. He said, "Babe, it's not really 23 months. I believe he's going to die sooner than that."
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, so things are really looking up. I mean, all this happened, January, the 1st of February. It made up for all those policies we didn't get at the end of the year that people just flat outbid us on. And then they got scarce. We couldn't get enough. And then we spent over a month bidding on Billy Drake. And then we finally were awarded the policy. So that was really a great thing to happen. And then right after we started trying to fill it, then the Chang money came in, and they all saw all this money in their account, and they said, "Up my bid, up it, you know, put more money in it." One client called me. He had already said 100. He said, "Okay, Faye, how much more do you need?" I said, "I need you to put 100,000 in." He said, "No, I'll do 150,000 extra." So his investment, Billy Drake's 250,000.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, everybody got on board, and several people that had said no before the Chang money hit the bank, they were calling in and saying, "Change that to a yes. Change it to a yes." So it was exciting. I love filling policies because the interaction with the clients is great. You know, they're excited. I had one gentleman that said, "I'll go to the bank and borrow some more money." And that's how much they believed in Billy Drake.
Wow.
I mean, they haven't made 40% in quite a while.
I know it. You said ahead of time that was going to be a big one, and clearly it was.
It was. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
And we're bidding on some others right now that are great. We don't know if we'll get them. The bidding is taking a long time right now. You know, used to bidding stopped in 2 weeks. And on the Drake, they went over 30 days bid.
Jeez.
I've never heard of that in my life.
Wow. Is it a new trend, or is it just that one policy?
I think it's just that one. I'm hoping it's not going to take that long on every one of them.
Wow.
You know?
But it was worth it, though, that's for sure.
It is worth it. Now we just got to make sure nothing happens to him until we get this done.
Yeah.
You know, we want him to certainly survive for another 60 days at least.
Yeah. You know, were working that one for a long time, and you were talking about, you know, the strange bidding, you know, landscape that's been going on and you know, people, you know, availability of policies. And then there was a thing where, you know, like you were saying before, people would rescind, and then they'd change their mind. And then there's all these weird things going on. And it seems just like everything was just like so strange. And then all of a sudden, it's like within 2 weeks, everything completely turned around. And now all of a sudden you've got, you know, these deals happening and policies are maturing and they're paying out, and it's almost like a feast or famine kind of thing. It was just a matter of patience, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, Billy Drake was a big policy, $3 million. So you know, it took a lot of people to raise the $2 million. You know, it took a lot of clients, and as I said, everybody came forward, everybody put money in. It was an exciting time. It really was. That's one of my favorite deals, is filling policies, seeing how everybody reacts and what they say and what they do, you know, during the process. So it was a great deal. So anyway, we've got a lot more money coming. People have got a lot more profit coming. So we're starting off the year right. Because remember, this is just a few days into February, and we've already got this one big policy.
Yeah.
We've got two others that we've bid. We don't know if we'll get them. But we've given some great bids on, and they've got some fabulous profit. We're bidding one right now that's just 12 months.
Really?
And the profit on it's going to be 21%.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, that sounds fantastic.
21%, and it's a 12-month policy. He doesn't have long to live. So that's a great policy. And as I said, we've got two or three others that we don't know if we'll get it. The bidding process is going on, but we're going to try to fill them as quick as possible. And, you know, it looks to me like we'll get some of them.
Wow.
We don't know. But the profit is great. They've got a lot of money coming that'll be going in their account. I was looking at one account the other day, and I had just, you know, done some things on the last policy for this client. And I told him, I said, you're making so much money that I can't get it invested quick enough, you know, because they had two policies back to back come in. And I just invested some money, and here the money's back in their account again.
Wow.
And so, you know, we've got some great investments. The interest is great. I don't think they can beat a life settlement right now.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't think so. Because people are making money. One client told me that her interest this year was $200,000 with us.
Good Lord. That's just
interest.
That's
a lot of interest, folks.
Yeah.
That's a lot of interest.
Wow.
So, you know, there's just all kinds of good things happening. So we're just plunging right ahead at first of the year. We hope we can have it the same way all year. That's what I'm asking for, is that the policies will just keep coming. We'll invest, and then a lot of them will mature.
Yeah, and it's exciting that, you know, the policy that you, like the Drake that you just filled, that's fantastic and exciting. And then to know that you've got a couple more that you're working right now on top of it to follow it up with, that's just fantastic news all the way around. So that's...
And then to know how conservative it is,
yes.
I don't think anybody in the world can beat our investments. You know, anybody that's going to make more than 20% a year or 40% over maybe 2 years, you know, it's fabulous. And it doesn't matter, you know, what business you're in. If you're accredited, you can do this. If you make $200,000 a year or if you're worth $1 million, without your home, you can become an investor. And those are the rules from the government. So, you know, and before you go in a policy, you know everything about it. You know how much we're asking for you to put in. You know what kind of cancer it is. You know, it's got to be stage four. They've got to be end of life or we don't do it. And then the other good thing is we use a Nevada trust. All the money goes into Nevada trust. It does not go to us. So your money is always held in the trust company. They make the payments. They do the payout. When your policy matures, it goes to the bank, and the bank puts it in your account. Now, that's as safe as I know how to get it. I don't know how to get it any safer. The money doesn't come to us. We don't touch your money. All checks are made to Nevada Trust. So that's the way to do it. You know, be conservative.
You know, and that's really the key, is the conservativeness of it and all the safety rails and safety guards that are in place. You know, they've already been saying things about 2024 could be a little bit rocky. And then anytime you have an election year, things get naturally a little bit uncertain and things can get a little bit crazy. And so a lot of people, I think, that are in the stock market now probably are starting to look at things and say, you know, this might be the year that we maybe need to think about making some changes, getting into something a little bit more conservative. Life settlements would be the way to do it, because no matter what happens, you're protected in a life settlement because it's not affected by any other external conditions, I guess.
Well, and you know, another thing we have never really talked about, when you open an account at a brokerage company, you need to read the fine print. A lot of people don't know this. They can actually borrow money against your stock. The brokerage company can borrow money against it. Yeah. And that's why they have so much money, is they can borrow money against the assets in that account. How many people know that?
I don't think we've ever talked about that before. Wow, that's a shock.
We haven't ever talked about it.
Oh.
But I was reminded of it this week. There was an article about it and talking about if any of these brokerage houses should go under, you know, what do you do? How do you get your money back? Because they have the ability to borrow money according to your contract when you put your money in there. So the securities are actually not directly in your name. I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know that either. Wow, that's kind of scary. I mean, if something happens and they've got your money.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
Yeah, I did not know they could borrow against everything that's in those accounts.
So how do you get it back? Can you even, I mean, if something happens while
I don't know what they do.
I don't know.
They owe you the money. We know that. But I don't know how that works because they are allowed by law to actually borrow money on all the accounts they hold.
Wow. That's
you and I couldn't do that on a bet.
No, we couldn't. Holy moly.
Yeah. I haven't read one of their contracts in years, but that's what it said on the news.
That is terrifying.
That, they're worried about it is. They're worried about a lot of the brokerage companies right now, in addition to banks. And they said, and as I read it, it said people don't realize that they can actually borrow money against the securities that you have in there.
Wow.
The account is in your name, yes, but the securities are in street name, which means they can actually borrow against them.
Oh.
So I would consider that if things went to the devil, you know?
Wow. I'm literally shocked. I mean, that's not just a little small little detail. I mean, that's a really, really big deal. That changes literally everything. Because
it does.
The whole bottom could fall out if they've got your cash and something happens. And we've seen things happen before in our lifetime, in recent years. If they have it, you may not get it back. Wow.
It could get scary out
there. Yeah, in a hurry.
And everybody needs to read those contracts, I'll tell you.
Wow.
I would ask them for a copy of my agreement with them.
Yeah. Good news, that doesn't happen.
There's an agreement on that, and everybody needs to read that.
Yeah, no doubt.
I just thought I'd mention that.
Yeah, but, just throw that out there.
throw that out there. But anyway, that is wanting to make a change, to come over to us, you know, you have to be accredited. You can become accredited. We always ask the first thing when people call, are you accredited? And they'll say, well, I'm not sure. And I give them the parameters. You've got to make $200,000 a year or be worth $1 million without your home. So that's pretty easy. You know, most people make $200,000 a year. If you don't, then an annuity is the best thing for you. And there's no downside with annuities. There is no downside because remember, if the stock market makes money, we mirror the stock market. You're never directly in the stock market. So if it's going up, your account goes up. If it doesn't make money, it stays the same. It doesn't go down. There's never a downside with an annuity. And annuities have all these great bonuses. We're still getting that bonus.
Really?
You can get 12% bonus plus the fixed rate the first year, which, you know, is a great deal. Or you can put it in all the indexes and do the bonus, and you're in good shape. They've averaged, and I'm always saying this, at least 10% in the last 10 years. And we can look it up and tell you what it's done this last year.
Wow.
So there's all kinds of good things happening. But a life settlement, you know, we buy policies on people that have cancer. It's just that simple. If they have cancer and the premiums are low, we're interested. Especially if it's a return. The one that we're bidding right now, the people had cancer several years ago and thought it was gone. It has come back. When it comes back that second year, you're not going to make it. You know, you think you're gone. You've gone 2 years, and then it pops up. And when it does, it's serious that second time because it's in the lymph nodes. It's moved all around. It's metastasized. It's in more than one place. So your chance of survival is not very good. So I love that about these policies, that we know all this information. We use Lapidus most of the time. Lapidus has a group of scientists, and they have been right on everything we've done with them. They have not been wrong, by the way.
What is it, like a 90? Is it a 96, 99? It's well
into
the 90s.
I think it's 96%. That they have been right on 96% of them.
That's incredible. That's really fantastic.
So we love their LEs. Then we've got LSI. They're pretty good. And so, you know, we require two deals if it's $1 million or more. And, of course, you know, right now ours are. So, you know, we want to know all the information. We want to know how many times they've been in the hospital. If it's a return, what kind of cancer it is. We're doing one now. We're bidding on one that is a tongue cancer, and that's the one that's 12 months. And, you know, we've done several tongue cancers last year, and they all came in early because it's a deadly disease. It's just you can't cure a tongue cancer. I've never heard of anybody cured of that.
You know,
so it looks like a really good policy. We don't know if we'll get it, but we're bidding on it hard. Because we know that kind of cancer, and we know pancreatic cancer. I read this week about a guy. He was dead in 12 weeks.
Wow.
From the time they discovered his pancreatic cancer. And that tells you it just slipped up on him. Nobody was watching it. And pancreatic cancer is deadly. You know, the ones that we've had, they'll say 2 years, and they all died within a year. So that's another one, if we can get it, that everybody will go in and probably in 2 hours. You know, I can feel one in 2 hours.
Wow.
But everybody knows kind of what we invest in. The providers that send us these policies, they know the kinds that we want. They know we want low premiums. We want, 30 months or less if we can get it. I love the 28-month ones. Seems like they always come in early. So we're looking at a lot of different policies. We can fill a lot of policies. We have room for new investors. They can come in. The minimum is $100,000. And most of our people bring a lot more than that when they come.
You know, and the other great thing about life settlements is that, you know, we talk about, you know, the stock market going down, all these other things, you know, happening with a life settlement. If, you know, say the stock market crashes or, you know, something happens, the return does not, they don't discount it. If the policy comes in, or, you know, say it comes in, you know, in half the time, the payout is not half the payout. It's still the exact same. Even if it comes in early, they don't. It's not based on
the length. They don't discount it. You're right.
So they
never discount it. You're
going
to get the full value. And life insurance companies have got more money than anybody. Oh. They're worried about the regional banks right now. They're not worried about the life insurance companies. They don't loan money. And so they don't have the exposure. They don't have the risk factor that banks have right now. And the banks have got a lot of exposure. They've loaned a ton on real estate. A lot of this real estate is going the wrong way right now. In Dallas, Texas, a lot of the big office towers, they couldn't fill them. So now they're switching them over to condos because they have to do something to get their money. And then that one refinanced it. Nobody said anybody could even get that done. They refinanced this building for $153
million. Jeez. Wow.
Can you imagine? They had to have had some big money behind them, because right now in Dallas they're saying to a lot of the developers, we're going to call your note. Is to do. They said there is $1 trillion coming due this year in notes on real estate that they're going to have to refinance. And if the banks won't refinance the note, if they call them, a lot of these big high-rise office buildings are going to be in trouble. And of course, there's this one company in Dallas that they've got a lot of buildings, and a lot of their buildings are in trouble. So they're trying to sell them, you know, to somebody to get out of debt.
Wow.
So we don't worry about that. We don't have any debt. We don't borrow money. There's not any money borrowed on these policies. These policies come to us, and the guy says, I need money for treatment. I need to sell my policy. What will you give me? That's the business we're in. It's a simple deal. We buy the policies. Our people get the profit. We turn around and do it again and again. A lot of these people have been with us since we started. I talked to one of my clients the other day. She started with us years ago when we started. And she said, Faye, if I hadn't come to you, I would have left all that money in the bank and it still would just be getting bank rates.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she and I have been together a long time.
You have a lot of investors that have been with you for a long time. And you said, what was the, you had said the money that people had made, the profits, since you broke it down, since 2018? Oh, geez,
yes.
I can't remember.
It was over $100 million.
Wow.
And since we started, it's $200
million. Wow.
You know, we fill out all these papers every year. And they ask us, said, have you had any maturities? I said, that's a funny question. You know, we've been in business 23 years, you know? Have we had any maturities? And we said, yes, since we started, over $200 million.
Jeez. That's insane.
Yeah, and since 18, $100 million.
Wow.
So, you know, that's no small feat right there.
That's a big deal.
We had to have done something right.
Yeah. Yeah, clearly.
And, you know, we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We've had it for years. You know, every once in a while somebody won't like us, but it's because they did something that wasn't right,
mm-hmm.
you know. And you can't blame us for that.
Well,
so, you know, if you follow the path, if you do it right, you'll make a lot of money.
Yeah.
And you can't come in and buy one policy and expect to make a lot of money. You have to be diversified, first of all. You've got to have a lot of policies to make money. You've got to invest quite often. You can't say, I'm going to sit on the sidelines because I've got some policies overdue. The newer policies are coming due. The newer policies are not going over. So you can make it up on all the new policies for the ones that you've got that, you know, are lagging.
Mm-hmm.
And we've still got Mr. Denton, but we're feeling like Mr. Denton won't be here very long.
Is it fair to say, so when people, because you're talking about, you know, you can't just get in one, you have to be diversified. Is it fair to say that it's really kind of about life settlements are, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Some will come in early, some will come in on time. You know, it's over the long term of it, and the more policies that people are in, the better off they do. Like your most successful investors are in several policies at any given moment, right? That's pretty
That's
much
right. A lot of people have got 20 policies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've got people who've got over 20. Then we've got the other groups got about 10. And then we've got some that have got less. But and another thing, my clients are getting older. You know, they may want to put some of this money now in annuities.
Hmm.
If you're 70 to 73, it's probably time to put some money in annuities where you'll have income every year, where you won't have a downside, where when you get older and your brain gets fuzzy, you don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to say, I've got to be sharp to be able to do this. I have one instance where the guy is now, his mind's not functioning right, and his daughter is going to take over his account to give him some help. But I didn't realize some of them are getting that old. We also have some people that have passed away, and their children are not mentally competent to handle the account.
Hmm.
And something should have been done about that when they set up the account. I have one gentleman over in Odessa that has passed away. He's got like $160,000 in his account plus still some policies. We can't do anything. We can't move the money. We can't help him. We've contacted the daughter, and she's got mental issues. And we ask her to, you know, go to another family member and get some help.
Mm.
Because they need to do that. The other thing is people don't make it clear. They start out with somebody they want as a beneficiary. Then they change their mind. But if they don't put it in writing, the person that's on the account is the one that's going to get the money. So they need to always consider that. Who do I have as a beneficiary on my account? Are they the people I really want to get the money? We've got one guy that has passed away. Another guy has two sons. Well, there's a conflict there. So, while you're smart and able, make all these lifetime decisions that will affect you long after you're dead. Get it straightened out.
What's usually the age you would recommend for people to start maybe thinking about switching? And this, I know everybody's different, but generally speaking, switching from maybe life settlements over to annuities. What's that?
Probably 69, 70.
Okay.
They can do it earlier, but usually everybody, in their 50s and 60s are trying to make more money for retirement. They're still got their IRAs active because they're still working. But once you retire and you don't know what to do with the money, we need to talk. We need to say, okay, how much should be in life settlements? How soon will you need to make payments? How soon will you need income? And we got to talk about it. Do you need income this year or is it going to be 5 years? If it's 5 years, you can just go on with life settlements. But if the next 2 years you're going to start needing money, you need to move some money over to that account where you'll have steady income, because it's the best retirement vehicle in the world is an annuity. The companies we use, if you pass away, the heirs get the money right then. They don't have to take that long payout. If you're considering any annuity other than ours, you ask them that question. Do I have to take a payout? And what has it made? Find that out. We'll supply you what the annuities have made, what the net worth of the company is, and that you do get your money instantly. If you've got a large estate and you don't want this to go to one person, you put that on there, they're going to get their money within 7 or 8 days.
And the annuity is not part of the estate, right?
No, it'll be a separate thing. In other words, it won't be tied up.
Okay.
Like maybe your land, cattle operation, or a business, and if you've got a business, it's going to take time to liquidate it. It's going to take time to sell it. Or who's going to take over your business? This is just general questions everybody ought to answer. They should have it all mapped out. I don't care what age you are. You could be in a car wreck tomorrow. So don't say, well, I'm too young to make these decisions. You're never too young.
Yeah.
It's just good business. Have everything lined out. We had a principal here at the middle school that was in an accident on vacation. 48 years old. He's gone.
Oh,
he left four children.
Oh.
And, I don't know how much life insurance he had, but these are all planning tools that you should do. You should say, I know I don't want to talk about life insurance, but I should have this much. I should have this much investments. I should know that my wife and children will be taken care of,
mm-hmm.
And,
even like annuities, people can even set those up specifically for certain beneficiaries. You even have people that will set them up for like college to take care of.
That's right.
Yeah. So
if you've got stepchildren, if you've got his and her children, you need to make sure all this is covered, because lots of times the wife wants to do one thing with her children. The husband wants to do something else. You need that all ironed out. And annuities is the way to do it, because the annuities, it's going to this person. This one's going to a different one. You can set up a college annuity for them, an annuity for the, they can buy a house later on, and they won't squander the money. Always think about that. There's always one that will squander the money.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be, very thoughtful, businesslike, and do it right.
Yeah. Yeah. And as long as your I's are dotted and T's are crossed, there's really, with an annuity, there's nobody can dispute it. It's etched in stone, right?
That's right. You've got separate beneficiaries. Now, I have people with us that they think that their wife is going to go right on with our program. They've done it with me for 4 or 5 years, and one client's been with us a lot longer than that. He always handled it. He never consulted his wife. She didn't understand business. And now she's got control of it. And she's just running amok with it.
Oh, boy.
You know? And the other one, she went right into the stock market.
Mm.
Well, when that thing is worth a lot less, what is she going to do to live on?
Yeah.
Jeez. You know? I mean, he had a lot of money in his retirement account. He was putting money with us all the time. He was making money. But for wives, they always think that a man can do a better job. What they can do is do a better job of mishandling your money sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're good, but I hear horror stories all the time from widows. When widows come to me and say, Faye, what in the heck do I do? And I look and say, well, this is what you made. This is what you've lost.
Mm.
And they put you in some stocks that were totally inappropriate.
And it's usually, it's a surprise, too, when that happens.
Yes, and they don't know how much they've made. If you cannot read a stock statement, you're in the wrong thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And ours is simple. You know it's a life insurance policy. You know what's wrong with the person. You know what you're going to make. And it's a passive investment. You don't have to do anything. The money will come to you when they pass away. So it's easy. All you have to do is set back, wait for your maturities, get your money, and do it again.
Yeah. You literally don't have, it takes very little involvement or activity or engagement at all. You basically set it and forget it until it matures. And that's really all there is to it.
That's basically right. And so you don't have to be a genius, you know, to do this. All you have to do, if you have questions before you invest in a policy, you call me and say, Faye, tell me about this. I don't understand it. And then I'll go over it with you, tell you everything I know about the policy, what usually happens on that type of cancer, how many of them we've done, what we've made on them, how soon they matured. And so, you know, I tell you a lot of insight that you probably don't know. And so you'll know whether you want to do it or not.
Yeah, it's a very well-informed investment. And I don't know of any other opportunity where you have that much money. Or that much information to know where your money is actually going.
Remember,
don't get that in other opportunities.
As we talked about, the insurance companies aren't loaning money.
Yeah.
So they've got more money than you can even imagine. The companies that we use, one of them is worth $60 billion.
Mm-hmm.
They've been in business way over 100 years. And they're owned by a Texas company, by the way.
Mm, of course.
It's owned by Texans.
Good. And those reserves are on hand, by the way. You know, when you say
that's right. They have to have reserves on hand. They could pay, like this one, it's $3 million. That wasn't any problem. They paid it immediately.
Yeah. Nice. You know, there are really a lot of not only security measures as well, but safety features. There's a number of things that I think people over the years have really grown to appreciate with a life settlement that they don't get anywhere else. And I think a lot of times when, from what it sounds like, when people make that switch from the stock market over to life settlements, just their nerves, their anxiety, just not having to get up, you know, in the middle of the night, wonder if their portfolio is even still there. That speaks volumes. It's very, very settling to people. And then once they kind of get used to the idea of you're buying a policy and you just wait for it to mature, there's no drama, there's no excitement, there's no anything like that, that most people are used to. I'm sure that's a big benefit as well.
Another thing, mm-hmm. A client told me this week, she said, "Hey, I'm always so amazed. I can call and talk to the vice president of the company."
I know.
And I said, you know, anybody can. If you have a question, you call Philip Kingman, vice president of the company. Yeah. He'll talk to you immediately. That's what's so amazing. You know, usually when they go in a bank, nobody wants to talk to you, frankly.
Mm-mm.
You know, you go in and they make you feel like you're just this little bitty person. But with us, the officers of the bank we'll talk to every client I've got.
Yeah.
And that's a blessing.
Yeah.
So they, you know, they talk to everybody. I talk to them. Everybody does. And if they ever question a transfer, they call you. How many banks would do that? They would just send you an email or a letter and say, "Oh, is this a legitimate deal?" The bank calls you and say, "Okay, Faye said you want to do this. Is that right?" "Yes."
Yeah. people are not usually that accessible. So
that's right.
It's a big benefit.
And we have half that bank assigned to our accounts.
Wow.
I mean, because we have a lot of money there. You know, when you've got $18 or $20 million at a bank, they will talk to you.
Yeah. they don't just blow you off to somebody else.
They don't blow
else.
Us off. They'll talk to anybody, and they make things right. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com. Is that the first time we've given out the...
I think we got into the Drake policy, and we got all off on that and forgot the phone number thing. I think it is.
I think so, too. I said, I haven't been saying that at all this morning.
I don't think we have.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, geez. When you have that much good news, you know, you got to get to it. So we never came back. So every Saturday around this time, we get into trivia. What's our topic today?
The Super Bowl.
Of course.
The Super Bowl is Sunday, February 11th. Do you know where it's played?
Las Vegas.
Paradise, Nevada. Allegiant Super Bowl Stadium. And this is a rematch.
Yes.
Between the National Football Conference champions, the San Francisco 49ers, and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
And everybody's excited about it. Now, Reba McEntire will sing the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great thing. She sings so beautifully. Now, the halftime entertainment, I have to admit, I don't know who they are. They're called Usher.
Oh,
now you may know him. I don't know him.
Yeah, I know him. He's had I can name like a couple of songs, not many, but yeah, there's going to be a lot of dancing.
Okay, well, I wondered about that because it said Usher, and I go, I don't know who that is, but it's going to be on CBS, as you know. It'll be on Nickelodeon. It'll be streaming. It'll be on the Spanish stations as well as the other. So. You know, it's going to be a big deal. It'll be the second simulcast in Super Bowl history.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yes. And so, you know, it's just, I remember when they were at the Super Bowl in 24, that was, they had a conflict with the New Orleans Mardi Gras, if you remember. And they had announced on October 14th in 2020, that New Orleans was going to host the Super Bowl and then announced on December 15th that Allegiant out there in Nevada was chosen as a new site because it was going to interfere with Mardi Gras, and you just can't do that.
You cannot do that, no.
You know? And the official logo, they unveiled it on February 13th of 23. They updated it, and it was established by the Super Bowl 16th. It's got the traditional Roman numerals featuring an imaginary reflecting the city host, a skyline of the Las Vegas Strip, and the Las Vegas sign.
Neat. How cool.
And then they slanted it to invoke the architecture of the Bellagio and win Las Vegas. So it's going to be a big deal. The quarterbacks, Brock Purdy, and you know who the other one is. O'Kels from the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep.
Now then, let's talk about the food for the Super Bowl. This is the interesting thing.
Yes.
What do you think is the first and most important food to have on the Super Bowl?
Pizza.
No, the wings.
Oh.
You cannot do it without the wings.
I thought it was pizza. Oh, I kind of thought, I think pizza and wings go hand in hand. That's what I was thinking.
Okay. but that's the first thing you should have. If you're having a Super Bowl party, you got to have the wings. You got to have the barbecue sauce or the bacon-wrapped Asian flavors.
Oh.
That's a whole new deal out there. And then they said, how about potato skins?
Oh.
They say it's a huge pain, but it's worth it.
Nice.
They say first scrub the potatoes, bake them, scoop out the potatoes, bake the potato shells. You've got to get the shell crisp, and then you've got to put the cheese, the bacon, the sour cream on it.
Mm.
Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Now then, the little barbecued weenies. That's another big thing you have got to have. If you don't have those, you don't have a Super Bowl party. They say that is the biggest in the nation other than the wings. Did you know that?
I did not know that, no.
They say, why are they so dang good? Is it the toothpick? Is it the sauce?
The toothpick. They might be onto something.
Yeah. And they said another thing is do not do guacamole and put vegetables in.
Vegetables?
They said, leave those alone. As they just have the straight jalapeno dip. Do not do that.
Yeah.
And then they say jalapeno poppers.
Mm.
That's another good thing to have.
Yes.
Yeah. And the cocktail meatballs. This is another big one.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
Those are delicious.
And then they talk about the chips. That's the funniest story of all. They said when you start out with chips, they're gone in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You have to. Somebody has to keep filling up the bowl.
Yeah.
And they said there's those who would park themselves in front of it and never move if everybody wasn't just glaring at them. And it says if there's onion dip, forget it.
Mm.
The people make the perfect spread. They might get annoyed if the bowl becomes empty every hour on the hour.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to get up and move around and not sit there and do that. Now, and they say hot dogs. You've already got the grill fired up. So make an endeavor anyway. Weenies are the best vehicle for the ill-advised chili, they said.
Ah.
Mm. Yeah. So hot dogs are another really big thing to have. The Chex Mix, they say, you know, it comes in all times of flavors, homemade. It's a lot better. Thinking about it, customize it. Switch up the nuts. Change the pretzel shapes or find some add-ins. It'll be as much fun as eating the stuff. So I said, make it yourself. Don't buy all that stuff at the store.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good idea. And buffalo chicken dip.
Ooh.
They say it is really a great deal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And layer dip is another thing. If you layer that dip about six down, you're going to be ready to do hot dogs and the cocktail meatballs and another seven layers of magic.
Yeah, seven layers of magic.
But now they talk about queso. They say, do not let the queso sit out.
Really?
They said, you know, it's hot, you eat it or leave it alone.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
And because it says, you know, it's one of those things that when it's hot, it's good. When it gets cold, queso is not worth anything.
No.
So, you know, don't make that mistake. Don't leave it out there for people.
Yeah.
Because that ain't going to work. And then they talked about pulled pork.
Mm.
You've got a crock pot. And one batch will feed a ton of people. But and it's good for drippy barbecue sauciness, but it's a bit messy. And it says, take a page from Grandma and cover those couches in plastic. They're going to ruin your dadgum house. And they say, you know those little tiny burgers that you are so painstaking? Yes, they are cute, and they will look adorable on Instagram. But regular old burgers will get the job done a lot faster and a lot easier. So leave those little old tiny hamburgers alone. And they have so many good tips for Super Bowl that we should and should not do. Now, let's see what the other one I was going to tell you about. Cheese and crackers. This is a must-have at any party. You've got to have them. And they love Bader Bay, and it'll be strange if you don't. And a bonus, the kids who are picky eaters will eat cheese and crackers.
They will.
So, you know that. And then the cupcakes. If you've got a bunch of little kids, just give them some cupcakes and send them off. They'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, a spinach artichoke dip. There's a lot of ways you can make healthy things. But let's be honest, it wouldn't make the top 50.
No.
But they said, you know, it's going to be easier than the queso. It's going to get cold and everybody's going to have to leave it alone.
Yeah.
But again, about that guacamole, don't put all that junk in it.
Mm.
Especially broccoli.
Oh.
Yeah, they said leave all that stuff out of it because you're going to have to make a lot of stuff. Now, the other thing is deviled eggs. They say people either love them or they hate them. Not just because they taste great, because they're high in protein. We love to eat them, they said, on Super Bowl Sunday, and they're easy to make. It says you've got to be creative, though. Put some olives, bacon, cheese, some fancy garnishes,
ooh,
and watch them disappear faster than Travis Kelce running a pass. And they talk about nachos. Nachos, we all love nachos. No question about it. But nachos are not delicious. They've been sitting longer than 90 seconds.
Oh, that's true. That's true. If you don't get them right away, then they start to turn to mush.
That's right. It says you're going to have soggy chips, congealed cheese, and a sad face. They're all having parties, but, you know, they won't eat a lot of the stuff they're going to make.
No.
People make 1 million pounds of food. And if you'll stick to the, you know, the weenies, the nachos, the queso right away, and all those bowls and bowls of chips.
Yeah.
You know, that's your main things. And the crackers and cheese is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can sit around and eat crackers and cheese forever.
You know, we tried because we start, you know, planning these things a little bit early. And so we know that tomorrow's going to be a big pizza day, like home delivery day, DoorDash, stuff like that. So we started looking at other things. And so earlier in the week, like, I don't know, it was like Tuesday or Wednesday, we started looking at, you know, because we saw some articles about, you know, different kinds of things and ways to avoid, you know, the 4 hour, you know, wait on pizza orders and all that.
It'll be a long wait.
Yeah. So we looked at like pizza crusts that you like get at the store and then you like add your own stuff. You make your own pizza and you cook it. Those were even gone. It was like, I was shocked.
So my gosh.
Everything's
going to be empty. And everybody told me that people were climbing over themselves.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was so busy out there. You couldn't even stir them in the parking lot. Everybody's having a Super Bowl party. And they're probably, you know, 15, 20 people coming. And they're saying, how much do I have to do to feed that many people?
Yeah.
And remember, it's several hours, folks. It's not an hour.
I know.
We're talking about 4 hours.
Yeah, this is longer than Thanksgiving.
Yes, and they keep asking for food. And the potato chips, you might as well just get a ton of them.
Yeah.
Because they're going to keep coming back, putting their hand in the bowl and getting them. And like they said, there's some people that would just sit in front of it and eat them all afternoon if you let them.
Oh, yeah. They'll just park it and never move.
That's right. And those little barbecue weenies, they go first.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to a lot of parties, and there wasn't any left. I mean, they're getting them in that barbecue sauce. They've got their little toothpick, and they're putting them on their plate.
They're easy
and
fun.
And then I've seen them just walk by and get one and walk on and keep coming back.
Yeah.
So you can't tell how many they've eaten that way.
Yeah. That's how they stay under the radar for all that. But, boy.
That's right.
I tell you, if anybody waited till today to go to the store, the option, yeah, it might be slim pickings. So
I think it would be almost impossible today because – the shelves are going to be empty.
Yeah.
Friday, I think is when everybody went that had their list made out. And they were long lists, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah. And Friday, yesterday.
I saw people with the big carts, and the carts were rounded over.
Heaped up. Spilling out the top. Yeah, boy.
That's right.
It's like we started to notice things gone even on, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday. So even yesterday probably was pretty tricky for people getting last minute stuff. But
And I saw that Walmart was saying no on a lot of things out of stock, of stock.
Uh-huh. Jeez.
So it's a lot of things are out of stock, and if you didn't do it, you're going to have to think of something fast.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have
There'll
to get creative.
There'll be people that are going to have to make substitutions.
Yeah. I don't know what the actual numbers are, but I would almost imagine tomorrow is probably as big as Thanksgiving for food, food preparation, food consumption, and amount of money spent on food-related things. I'm willing to bet. So.
And you know what my little 8-year-old said?
What?
He said, let's not wait on delivery. He said, sometimes they don't show up. He's smarter than all of us put together. He said, do not rely on delivery. He said, they're not reliable. And I remembered it. I said, yes, you're right.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So, well, tomorrow seems like it's going to be a lot of fun. I it sounds like you've got everything already buttoned up and prepared and taken care of, so you're ready to go. So yeah, hopefully it'll be a big thing. And then of course you got the people that'll call in sick on Monday because they had too much fun.
Yes, there'll be a few that have got a headache so bad they cannot come into work.
Yeah.
they overindulged.
That's the fallout. Oh my God.
That's it.
Oh, my. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You've already done the accreditation for life settlements. Real quick, though, what are the two major risks?
The major risk is it could go over. You need to be prepared for it to go over. If it does, you will have to pay premium. That will be in your packet. When you look at it, it'll tell you how much the premium is. If there's no premium, or if it's like covered for 60 months, you can forget about that. You don't ever have to worry about it. So we always give you all the information, what the risks are up front. We don't want you to ever go into a policy and not know everything about it. And then the second risk is, remember, you don't get paid till it matures. When they pass away, we notify you immediately as soon as we know they passed, and we give you that information, and then we give you the second information when it goes to the bank.
Okay.
So you get two notices.
All right. I assume then for life's or for annuities, there really aren't any risks that you can think of, right?
Not really, because there's no downside. You know, your principal and interest, your principal is locked in forever. Your interest is locked in once a year. So once a year, you know what you've made. If we need to make changes, we can every year. There's 14 different available indexes to do. So there's a lot of choices. You can do a fixed rate. We have a policy right now, fixed rate. I think it's 3, 5, and 7 years, and it pays like 5.6 every year. And you can do 3, 5, or 7 in that. So we've got you covered in a lot of different ways.
Okay. And you'll be working on Monday, regardless of what happens tomorrow. So if
that's right.
Want to call you, make an appointment.
I'm not going to eat as much as everybody else, so I'm going to be fine. And those Dr. Peppers, I'll just keep them coming.
That's not going to change.
That is not changing.
All right. So if people want to call, make an appointment, come get started, get some more information. You have appointments available this coming week. What is your phone number for people to call?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.